Corey Mila sits on a headland looking out towards Rathlin on the County Antrim coastline near Ballycastle. It's not the sort of place you see as you're driving past. You really have to go there. A weather-beaten sign has stood at the entrance for decades, bearing the words, Corrie Mila is, people of all ages and Christian traditions who individually and together are committed to the healing of social, religious and political divisions that exist in Northern Ireland and throughout the world. Colin Craig has been a lifelong supporter of Corrie Mila and is the current executive director.
I showed up the first time in sort of early 71, coming through from school and then helping out with work camps. So we were already well underway at that stage. So I was meeting with those who were still very much part of that original idea. When the violence happened, when the fracturing happened, then the community knew that they needed to step forward, put their hands up and move into this. And that journey is ongoing all the way through to now, 50 years on.
The Prime Minister of Northern Ireland at the time, Terence O'Neill, opened Corrie Mila, and the words he spoke were seen by many as more nails in his political coffin, something he reflected on years later.
I remember well that long drive up to Corrie Mila with Protestant extremists holding their banners up and some of them bashing the car as they went by. Improved relations between Protestants and Catholics in Northern Ireland and improved relations between Northern Ireland and Southern Ireland. Those were my two main objectives, and Corrie Mila fitted into that very nicely.
He was then recognising and putting into a speech the need to have an inclusive involvement in the wider nationalist Catholic community. But that was certainly a step too far to be imagined. Look at our reality today. That's exactly, we now have a power-sharing executive in which both sides of the community are representative and, in their tortuous way, they're making, it's slow progress, but it is progress. We stepped into the middle of the internment crisis when there were literally hundreds of kids on the streets who didn't know parents had scattered. We were very much in the middle of the crisis. There, as people were being put out, the Corrie Mila bus was one of the few buses that could cross these so-called peace lines. Did we stop it all happening in the end? No, but we perhaps helped it not just be as bad as it really could have become. Ray Davey had a phrase that I often quote, which was from Columbus's diary as he was sailing the Atlantic, and he said, "No land in sight, sailed on."
So 50 years on from that, effectively, can you see that land on the other side of the horizon?
Yeah, I can. It's sometimes a bit hazy, but I think we have come a long way. With Prince Charles's status and his recognition and concern, as he stated in the last few days, for reconciliation in his own life when he has suffered, bereavement, that it acts as a deep symbolism for what we're trying to work for and a deep underpinning to our 50th year that, the work is still ongoing and we need to keep the inspiration that Corrie Mila can offer in people's lives. Keep it out there, keep it involved and keep showing up, keep sailing on.